defending the truth of the gospel because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the Bible Answer Man is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. To find out more about the program, Hank Hanegraaff, or other highly recommended resources to be better equipped with answers, go to www.equip.org. To join us on air to ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I want to start the broadcast out today talking about the current economic climate. And as a result, the drop in giving, which have caused Christians to pull back and re-examine their views on the financial support of ministry. The recession has led many to question whether this is a temporary blip or it is a long-term giving pattern. The early church was so different from the church today. They were a group of people whose anticipation of the coming kingdom dynamically affected everything in life and living. They lived in the epicenter of a Caesar cult. They were constrained to say, Caesar is Lord. But instead they said, Christ is Lord. And they were willing to give everything for the cause of the kingdom. They gave their time, they gave their talent, they gave their treasure. The impact of living in light of eternity caused them to hold loosely to their worldly possessions. But as the years passed, the coming kingdom seemed less imminent, and with less immediacy, people started to think, let's hold on to our possessions because the kingdom doesn't look like it's all that near anymore. Of course, many churches began teaching that giving was simply defined as a tithe. Give 10% and you have arrived. And that mantra, by the way, has become meaningful in our generation. And so people call me on the Bible Answer Man broadcast and they ask, should I give 10% net or should I give 10% gross? Which, of course, leads to the quip, it depends on whether you want a net or a gross blessing. But in reality, Christian stewardship is so different from that. It's holding everything we have with an open hand so that God can put in and take out as He sees fit. The truth of the matter is simply this. Scripture has always been crystal clear that God is the owner of everything. We are but stewards. Even if I give 10%, I'm still accountable to God for the remaining 90%. And I think the war generation, above all, got that point. These were people born between 1905 and 1924. They were people who worked hard, people who saved diligently. And, of course, they gave to causes that were consistent with their core values and beliefs. But after the war generations, you had the boomer generation. People born between 1945 and 1964. And while you have to say in all fairness that the legacy of the boomers is still being written, it does not appear that they will maintain the generosity of the war generations. And then there's Generation X, born between 1965 and 1984. They're the generation that grew up with television, and then color television, and video games, and the internet, and MTV, and on it goes. And 40% of Generation X has left the church as they became adults in charge of their own lives. The millennial generation is interesting as well. Born between 1985 and 2004, the millennials will number approximately 100 million people. And with high divorce rates, they're going to grow up in many cases with two sets of parents and eight grandparents. And I suppose if there was a moniker for the millennial generation, we would say the millennials are a consumer generation. The demographic trends that I am outlining for you are outlined with a purpose. I want to communicate something to you today. And that is, these trends have a significant impact for churches and for charities, for nonprofits like the Christian Research Institute. The war generations are roughly in the last 10 years of their lives. Think of that. And because they have been such big supporters of ministries like the Christian Research Institute, their passing is obviously going to leave a great big void. But the real issue is that in their generation, they were taught. They were taught that you could not outgive the Lord. They were taught the principles of financial stewardship. The facts tell us today that we have fallen short in that kind of teaching. We have fallen short in communicating a proper theology of money. The facts tell us that the largest givers in history are headed towards death and retirement and will be replaced by a new generation of non-givers, consumers. The facts tell us that the current social and political climates don't bode well for charitable giving. And of course, Jesus urged us to read the signs of the times. And those signs tell us that Generation X is not currently a giving generation. And rather than simply pounding that, we need to recognize the implications of that and make the necessary adjustments. If there was ever a time to make the adjustment in terms of teaching on biblical stewardship, that time is today. Today, at least 80% of all giving occurs in the form of cash. Now, think about that. 80% of all giving occurring in the form of cash. And that occurs despite the fact that over 90% of the country's wealth is held in non-cash assets. It's unclear how the teaching of the modern-day church came to limit giving primarily to cash giving. And I say that because if you look at the Bible, passages like Acts chapter 4, the early church was marked by gifts of land and houses. And of course, Scripture nowhere makes any prohibition on the type of gift. Now, the secular world has tuned into that, and they have not limited their charities to cash giving. So I think it's time to rethink our theology, not just on giving, but on what should and can be given. The issue is particularly true given the large number of upcoming estate transfers which will occur in the next 10 years as the war generations pass away. And so I want to urge those listening to me today to do a number of different things. Number one, to consider taking a trip to the World Wide Web at equip.org. And when you're there, click on the Donate tab. You'll find a place where you can give a legacy, quite frankly. It's equiplegacy.org/EPO. And the idea here is that you can give tangible assets. And through that, you can leave a legacy through a ministry like the Christian Research Institute. So you can give non-cash gifts very much the same as you can give cash gifts. We have the facility for doing that, for creating a will, for appointing Christian guardians. And these are very significant ways in which to curb the shortfall in giving. They're necessary. And so we would urge you to do that. But also, as we head towards June 30, which is the end of our fiscal year, we need people to be generous with immediate cash gifts as well. And to that end, you can give in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me and send a check to our ministry through Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can simply pick up your telephone and talk to one of our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letter CRI. And what I want to do this month, once again, as we end our fiscal year, June 30, is to offer you the Creation Answer Book as my way of saying thank you. Now, there's a number of ways that can work. First and foremost, for those giving a gift, I'll send you the Creation Answer Book. But for those giving a gift of $100 or more, I'll send you a personalized copy of the Creation Answer Book to you, a family member, or a friend. It's my way of saying thank you. I think you'll find the Creation Answer Book to be an important resource for you as you give. And then thirdly, we need many to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. When you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I'll send you a personalized copy of the Creation Answer Book, again, to you, a family member, or to a friend. Now, this ministry is making an impact all over the world, so when you're giving to us, in essence, you're giving through us, touching the lives of people that, quite frankly, you will not know this side of eternity. People I will not know this side of eternity. Here's an example. Here's a man who writes me from Japan. And this is what he says. Hello, staff at the Christian Research Institute. I want to say thank you for your hard work, for your dedication, providing needed resources to strengthen and defend my family's faith. We listen regularly online to your podcast from Japan. It is a very valuable resource for our Christian growth. I enjoy your articles online as well. God bless. There's a person in Japan being impacted by the daily Bible Answer Man broadcast podcasts. Here's another example. A man named David, who says, 16 years ago, I worked closely with a man who was a follower of the health and wealth preachers. And so he told me all kinds of stories, stories of people who would speak their future. If they said something enough, it would become true. Well, one person kept saying, that just burns me up. Well, what happened was, supposedly, that person who kept saying, that just burns me up, became very sick of a high fever strictly because he spoke this truth into his own life. I became somewhat interested in these stories until God led me to start listening to Hank on my drive home, and I was very educated out of the hogwash I was coming to believe in. Thank you, CRI, for your ministry. It's made an impact. Now, I have a stack in front of me that would take a week's worth of shows or more. in terms of testimonies. But suffice it to say, those testimonies are possible as a direct result of your faithfulness, of your stewardship, of your giving to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, because truth matters. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to one of our resource consultants. That number, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. We'll be back in just a few moments right here with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so please don't touch that dial.
We hope this Bible Answer Man broadcast is blessing your life with answers you need to understand and defend your faith. If so, will you prayerfully consider supporting the broadcast with your gift of any amount today? With truth under ever-increasing attack, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to think Christianly. Your gift will help us continue to bring the broadcast and resources to reach millions more people who urgently need answers. But to do this, it's urgent that we raise $450,000 by the end of our fiscal year on June 30th. No gift is too small to help keep truth on the air, and many people united together can make this happen. Please go online to equip.org or call 888-7000-CRI to make your special gift of support before June 30th, so we can continue sharing the truth with as many people as possible. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The cultural phenomenon of TiVo-mania has raised some interesting discussion points for Christians, such as, does public prayer before millions of viewers violate Christ's teachings in the Sermon on the Mount? Find out what we can learn from TiVo-mania in the article, Prayers, Football, and Missions, Lessons from TiVo-mania. Other topics include when vague is in vogue, a new but not improved approach to homosexuality is growing among evangelicals, Chrislam, insider movements moving in the wrong direction, a fair question, does Mormon apologist Mark Schindler successfully harmonize celestial marriage with Matthew 22 verses 23 through 30?
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.
Sympathy, equality, human rights, dignity. The gay rights activists have played this drumbeat to successfully sway public sympathies toward their cause. The result? A dramatic change in society's attitude towards homosexuality and a significant challenge to the church. How do you respond to the gay rights arguments? As a follower of Christ, you need to be armed with the facts, yet armed with compassion. So order your copy of The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. Call 888-7000-CRI. Far from hate speech, this resource documents the history of the gay rights movement. It responds to virtually every pro-gay argument, and it shows how to dialogue with anyone taking a pro-gay position, with real examples. Hank Hanegraaff has termed this work both compelling, yet compassionate. The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas is available through the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it online at equip.org.
Did you know that the Bible Answer Man broadcast is entirely supported by the generosity of our listeners? That means the broadcast you're listening to right now is a direct result of gifts from friends like you who stand with us to keep truth on the air. And this month, your support is more important than ever. Our fiscal year ends June 30th, so it's absolutely vital that we receive $450,000 by the end of the month. So if the Bible Answer Man broadcast has changed your life, please help keep it going strong with a gift of support. Call 888-7000-CRI today or give securely online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man fulfills a unique role in Christian apologetics and one our world can't afford to lose. Partner with us to make a difference today, because truth matters. In a culture that views evolution as the only rational explanation for our origins, it's more important than ever to arm yourself with the truth. In his new Creation Answer book, Hank provides the well-researched, logical answers you need to defend your faith. We'll send you the Creation Answer book in appreciation for your ministry support of any amount today. Your gift will help create more of the broadcasts that have changed your life. So please call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now, and we'll rush you the Creation Answer book. Now, here's Hank with more of the answers you need today.
In fact, I want to give you an answer direct from the Creation Answer book. This book, I think, is so important, as I've said on previous broadcasts. How one views their origins ultimately will determine how they live their life. But think, for example, about the universe in which you find yourself. Can chance really account for it? We're told that it does, but does that really correspond to reality? In other words, is it true? Well, the more we learn, the more we see about the universe, the more we come to realize that the most ideally suited place for life within the entire solar system is this planet. Consider the ideal temperatures. If we were closer to the sun, we would fry. If we were further away, we would freeze. Or think about the ocean tides. They're caused, of course, by the gravitational pull of the moon, and they play a crucial role in our survival. If the moon were significantly larger, devastating tidal waves would submerge large areas of land. If the moon were smaller, well, of course, tidal motion would cease and the oceans would stagnate and die. So from the temperatures to the tides, and of course there are many other factors that we could so easily take for granted, Earth is an unparalleled planetary masterpiece. And like Handel's Messiah, or like Da Vinci's Last Supper, our amazing planet should never be carelessly pawned off to blind evolutionary processes. One of the most astonishing discoveries of the 20th century was that the universe is fine-tuned to support intelligent life. In other words, the universe is balanced, as it were, on the fine edge of a razor. Consider the force of gravity. Well, if it were stronger or weaker, the universe would not, in fact, could not support intelligent life. So the fine-tuning of the universe can't reasonably be attributed to chance because of the small range of values involved. Chance is infinitesimally more likely to produce a life-prohibiting universe than a life-sustaining universe. So the only plausible source of the fine-tuning of the universe is an external, transcendent, powerful, intelligent, personal mind. And of course, we know the three letters that define that intelligent personal mind: G-O-D, God. In the beginning, God created the universe. So we are not an insignificant speck of soil, just aimlessly adrift in a meaningless universe. Our Earth is a privileged planet. It's a planet designed for discovery. I mean, think about the fact that we're situated between two arms of a flattened spiral galaxy, not too close to the core to be exposed to lethal radiation or to light pollution, and not so far that a privileged planet could never form, or where we would not be able to observe different kinds of nearby stars. The atmosphere of this planet is both oxygen-rich, that's necessary for survival, and it's transparent for discovery. So we're placed in the exact place where we can say something about the universe in which we reside. The moon is the perfect size. It's the perfect distance from Earth to stabilize rotation. and, of course, to give us what's called habitability. And not only that, but the moon and the sun's relative sizes and distances from Earth provide perfect solar eclipses. And, of course, that plays a vital role in the development of modern science to begin with. And we live in the best overall age to do cosmology. Most of what we rely on to measure the universe was not observable earlier in the universe's development and will eventually fade. But then neither could we have survived at earlier or later stages. So from habitability to discoverability, Earth's status in the universe is surely one of privilege. And to reduce that to an accident of cosmic evolution is short-sighted. On the other hand, to recognize it is sublime. The point here is to say that we, in an age of scientific enlightenment, need to be able to communicate that this universe is not a function of blind chance. It was created by God. And we were created in His image. And the whole of Scripture is the unfolding plan of redemption for this very cosmos. It now groans in travail. It's awaiting its liberation from bondage to decay. But that will take place when Jesus appears a second time. When Jesus comes again, the universe will be utterly transformed, and we too will be transformed. The soul will return to a body. We will be resurrected. This universe will be transformed. Heaven and earth will no longer be separate spheres. They will be, as it were, one. Now Jesus disappeared. He's with us spiritually, but He's not here physically. But then He will appear a second time, and He will be with us physically. And we will learn, and we will grow, and we will develop, and we will forever explore God's created handiwork. That's our heritage. That's our inheritance. That's what we look forward to. It's what animates our faith. It's why we do what we do. Because we're not living for mean earthly vanities. We're living for eternal verities. We're living for the time where God's kingdom comes to earth. Not as though we're going to leave. It's this universe transformed. I mean, the picture we have in Scripture is the New Jerusalem, the people of God, but the city of God coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride, beautifully adorned for a husband. That picture is poignant and profound. It's the picture of God with us. So as God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, when there wasn't a separation between heaven and earth, and by the way, we pray that in the Lord's Prayer, don't we? Thy kingdom come on earth as it was in heaven. There was no longer any separation, and there will no longer be any separation. We're living in that in-between time, the time between the Garden of Eden and paradise restored. But as certain as we have skin upon our bones, it will happen. And so, again, we live not for today, we live for eternity. That's one of the reasons the Creation Answer Book is so important, and why we're making it available to you all this month for your gift. As mentioned in the first segment, for your gift of $100 or more, I'll send you a personalized copy. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, you can talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letter is CRI. I want to share one more testimony. I feel led to share a testimony from a man named Andy, because it really highlights the significance of this ministry. He wrote me saying that he discovered the Bible Answer Man broadcast in 1998. That's a long time ago. By accident, he said, and I'm sure he's saying that in a sanctified sense, he discovered not only the word, but the field of study known as apologetics. And it was the very first time. He says the wisdom he heard on this broadcast and the unique ability to communicate apologetics in a very digestible manner got me hooked for good. And apologetics soon became a passion, answering the questions I held deep within my mind and also pushing me further to go beyond mere matters of doubt and learn the many truths that exist for the Christian faith. Well, Andy says, I now have three daughters in the public school system, and I am experiencing firsthand the bias that they are exposed to. And while our church is a great place for families to grow in faith, it does not place an emphasis on teaching believers to know why they believe what they believe. And because of the impact that Hank and the broadcast have had on my faith, I've become encouraged to step out of my comfort zone and develop resources that can be implemented on the level of the church and the level of school. And then he's taken the next step. Andy has enrolled in an apologetics program at Biola University. And all of that is because of what he has learned as a result of this ministry. And so he says, thank you. Thank you, equip.org. Thank you, the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, for all you do to equip believers and expand the kingdom. And that, of course, is precisely what it's all about. I've often said on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, it's not about evangelism. It is about equipping for evangelism. Once you are prepared, you will see the opportunities. And once you are prepared, God will use you as a finely honed tool in his hand in the process of changing people's lives for time and for eternity. Now, again, as we approach the end of our fiscal year, I read these testimonies in light of the fact that real ministry is taking place. Real people are being touched in a real and very dynamic fashion, and people that support this ministry have a hand in that. And so once again, as we close out our fiscal year, June 30, I'm asking you to be generous with the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, to support the ministry through cash and through non-cash gifts. If you want to think about creating a will or appointing a Christian guardian, you can go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can click on the Donate tab, and you'll find the myriad of ways in which you can give to this ministry. But please, again, be generous. We are seeking to uphold truth in an epoch of time in which truth has been relativized. And we're asking you to stand with us because truth matters. We'll be right back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so please don't touch that dial.
Holy Communion was intended by Christ to unite Christians, but it has become a point of division. What are the major views on communion? How do Protestants respond to Catholic claims? Does Scripture provide guidelines for how communion should be observed? The article, The Sacrament of the Supper, answers these questions and more in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. To start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal, call 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. We'll return with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast after this short break.
Do
Did you know that the Bible Answer Man broadcast is entirely supported by the generosity of our listeners? That means the broadcast you're listening to right now is a direct result of gifts from friends like you who stand with us to keep truth on the air. And this month, your support is more important than ever. Our fiscal year ends June 30th, so it's absolutely vital that we receive $450,000 by the end of the month. So if the Bible Answer Man broadcast has changed your life, please help keep it going strong with a gift of support. Call 888-7000-CRI today or give securely online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man fulfills a unique role in Christian apologetics and one our world can't afford to lose. Partner with us to make a difference today, because truth matters. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership.
Sympathy, equality, human rights, dignity. The gay rights activists have played this drumbeat to successfully sway public sympathies toward their cause. The result? A dramatic change in society's attitude towards homosexuality and a significant challenge to the church. How do you respond to the gay rights arguments? As a follower of Christ, you need to be armed with the facts, yet armed with compassion. So order your copy of The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. Call 888-7000-CRI. Far from hate speech, this resource documents the history of the gay rights movement. It responds to virtually every pro-gay argument, and it shows how to dialogue with anyone taking a pro-gay position, with real examples. Hank Hanegraaff has termed this work both compelling, yet compassionate. The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas is available through the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it online at equip.org.
Looking for an investment with eternal significance? When you partner with us through a gift of support today, you will help multiplied millions to grow in their own faith and share it with others. There's no telling how far your impact can spread. On June 30th, CRI will be at a crossroads. As this fiscal year ends, we are setting plans for a new year, but the extent of our reach will depend on whether we receive the $450,000 we need to end the fiscal year in the black by June 30th or not. To make your kingdom investment today, call 888-7000-CRI or give securely online at equip.org. May God bless you for helping to share the truth with the world. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. By the way, if you're wondering, why is he not taking any calls today? The reason is I can't. We ran into some technical difficulties last week, and we haven't been able to sort them out. Hopefully we'll have them sorted out by tomorrow, and I'll start taking your calls again live on the broadcast. But again, bear with us. Hopefully you'll find the broadcast not only entertaining but informative, but most of all, edutational. The kind of thing that not only entertains but educates you at the same time. And one of the things that we are talking about is the giving of the war generation. It was extraordinary. As a result of what the war generation did, people were empowered to spread the gospel around the globe. They were enabled to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to care for the sick. They founded great centers of Christian education, hospitals, relief organizations. They left an indelible mark. But the war generation is in its last decade. And we need a new theology of giving where people recognize the importance of kingdom work and the reality that the gospel is free, but someone has to put in the plumbing. And we ask you to be that person, to give to this ministry so that we can continue touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. People like Steve, who says, I came out of the cults, Wicca in particular, and right into the Word of Faith movement. Steve says that's Wicca light. And he's absolutely right, by the way. What happens is we've repackaged a pagan theologies in Christian garb, and people can't tell the difference. So we've repackaged it with Christian language. Sounds Christian, but really isn't. Steve goes on to say, Hank stood out from the other TV/radio hosts in that he didn't tell me what to think, but encouraged me to think critically, to examine evidence, and basically work out my own salvation with fear and trembling, and not to be carried about by every wind and wave of doctrine. Why is that important? Well, that's important because it's the very thing that Paul emphasizes when he was talking to Timothy, or a letter to Timothy at least, where he says, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they're going to gather around themselves a great number of teachers to tell them what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from truth and turn aside to mythology. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. Now, why is Paul saying this to Timothy? Because Paul recognizes his own mortality. He says, I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. The time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And we might say he has left a legacy not only in the life of Timothy, but all those who, like Timothy, have remained faithful. And so he says to Timothy, I have finished the race. I've kept the faith, but now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. He says something similar in 1 Timothy, where he talks about setting an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. He says, young Timothy, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift. We all have different gifts according to the grace given us. And we're called to use those gifts. By the way, there's a gift of giving. But while it is a gift for some people, which is to say they have the gift of giving and therefore they're instructed to give generously in Romans chapter 12, there's also a responsibility of giving, and that responsibility is a responsibility that each one of us bears. Someone that has a gift of giving may be able to give large sums of money or proportionately small sums of money, but large in terms of what they actually own because they have a gift. But the responsibility is a responsibility that we all should share. And I've said this many times. as much as it would be a blessing beyond compare for someone to write a check for $1 million or $500,000 or $250,000, and it would be gratefully received, in truth, it takes many people that give small amounts of money to cause a ministry like the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, to be able to function day in, day out. Many people. And it's compounded in many ways as well. When it's not just one person, but many giving together. Because the people that give, give where their heart is. And because they give where their heart is, they also continue to pray. And prayer ultimately is firing the winning shot. But Paul says to Timothy, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Now, I have to say this advisedly. I only have a few of them. When I mean a few, relatively few, and I may run out. But I had a wristband made, a new one. And it says, I forget there's a technical name for it, but anyway, it's a little rubber wristband. But it says, watch your life and doctrine closely, but in different words. I've always said, because truth matters, this wristband says, because life and truth matter. And actually, that comes directly from what Paul said to Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely. If you have truth without life, you're going to have dead orthodoxy. If you have life without correct doctrine, you can end up in a lot of weirdness. Like, for example, the Word of Faith movement. So there are two parallel tracks that we must have for the train to run correctly. Can't run on one track. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Life and truth matter. Persevere in them, for if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And I suppose that is the watchword for today. Another testimony from Maureen, who says, I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior when I was 15 years old at a Christian youth camp. In 2010, my husband, our two daughters, and I moved to Texas, and I've seen my life of discipleship for Christ grow tremendously thanks to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Living in Texas for 2 years, I came across false Christian movements like the faith healing and the sermons being preached that I actually ended up raising my eyebrows a few times. I have spent much of 2011 gaining discernment skills thanks to your broadcast. Now, I am much more equipped to choose a healthy, thriving church, read my newly subscribed Christian Research Journal magazine, read books written by trustworthy Christian authors, and of course, the best book ever, the Bible. What I love about this testimony by Maureen is she's put her finger on the essence of the matter, and that is discernment skills. I've read three or four testimonies on the broadcast today that were directly related to discernment skills. The Word of Faith movement, for example, it sounds good, but it really isn't. There's a dark underbelly to it. Sounds so wonderful. Must be true. No, it's that which sounds wonderful, but in reality is deadly. If you swallow the spiritual cyanide, you're headed for trouble, and a lot of people do. It has implications spiritually. In some cases, it has implications physically. But the point is, the way you know the difference is through discernment skills. To that end, I've written a book titled Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, because a lot of people, when they hear word of faith, they say, what are you against the word and you're against faith? No, I'm against word of faith theology, which doesn't take the word seriously and redefines the meaning of faith, such that faith is now a force. Words are the containers of the force, and through the force of faith, one creates their own reality. Well, it sounds good. Problem is, you end up empty. Works for the preacher, doesn't work for the person in the pew. It is an empty gospel. It is a gospel that reduces Jesus to a means to our ends, when in biblical theology, Jesus isn't a means to our ends. He is the end. So the whole notion of giving to get is a bankrupt notion, no matter how it's packaged. And boy, do they package it. But to know the difference between truth and error, you need discernment skills. And this is a discernment ministry. We do what we do to place tools in your hand so you can test all things and hold on to the good. And again, as we close out the broadcast today, we ask you, especially this month, to be generous, to give to the ministry, not to get, but to give a gift that keeps on giving. Which is to say, when you give, it's a way of touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can do so via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Again, that's 28271. Or you can talk to one of our resource consultants, that number 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Hopefully we'll be right back here tomorrow taking your calls on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Get our technical problems solved away, put behind us. Look forward to answering your questions tomorrow on the broadcast.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Our website, equip.org, has an abundance of resources and information to help sharpen your discernment skills. Not only do we provide books, videos, and informative articles, but you can also listen to the broadcast live, download archived shows, get answers to pressing Bible questions, follow our blog, or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also sign up for our weekly e-newsletter and receive special benefits. All this and more at equip.org. Again, the address is equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute, a ministry supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless processes, or created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work, and even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. That's why we want to send you a copy of Hank's Creation Answer Book in appreciation for your gift of ministry support today. The Creation Answer Book puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Your gift is important, supporting more of the broadcast and resources that have changed your life. So please give today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visiting equip.org. That's equip.org. And let us rush you your copy of the Creation Answer Book. Thank you for your partnership.
Human rights, dignity. The gay rights activists have played this drumbeat to successfully sway public sympathies toward their cause. The result? A dramatic change in society's attitude towards homosexuality and a significant challenge to the church. How do you respond to the gay rights arguments? As a follower of Christ, you need to be armed with the facts, yet armed with compassion. So order your copy of The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas. Call 888-7000-CRI. Far from hate speech, this resource documents the history of the gay rights movement. It responds to virtually every pro-gay argument, and it shows how to dialogue with anyone taking a pro-gay position, with real examples. Hank Hanegraaff has termed this work both compelling, yet compassionate. The Gay Gospel by Joe Dallas is available through the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Order it online at equip.org.